A scribe asked Jesus a very basic religious question. What should I do to inherit eternal life? In answer to the question, Jesus directed the scribe's attention to the sacred scriptures. The scriptural answer is love God and express it by loving your neighbor. And to clarify who a neighbor is, Jesus told him the parable of the Good Samaritan. The parable indicates that a neighbor is anyone who needs help. Thus, the correct approach is not to ask the question, "Who is my neighbor?" but rather to ask, "Am I a good neighbor to others?" The first reading, taken from the book of Deuteronomy, reminds us that God not only gives us his commandments in Holy Scriptures, but that they are also written in our hearts so that we may obey them and inherit eternal life with God. The refrain for today's responsorial psalm condenses the lessons of the three readings in a single memorable promise. Turn to the Lord in your need, and you will live. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds the Colossians, and us, that just as Christ Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God, so our neighbors are the visible image of Christ living among us. Jesus, the heavenly Good Samaritan, gave us a final commandment during the Last Supper. Love one another as I have loved you, because the invisible God dwells in every human being. Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan, not to embarrass the Jews who hated Samaritans, but to describe his own mission. In a world full of selfishness, hopelessly fragmented, and painfully agonizing in violence and misery, Jesus envisions a world where people fully obey the will of the Father, transforming it into the kingdom of God, a kingdom of peace, justice, and love. The only way to achieve this vision is love of neighbor, by reaching out to others, getting out of our comfort zones, and being ready to be disturbed by the needs of others. Jesus shows us his own example as the Good Samaritan, the perfect image of true compassion and unconditional love. As followers of Jesus, we are invited to share in his mission. Go and do likewise. The world is severely afflicted with a sickness called selfishness. It is this sickness that makes people hardened, indifferent, and insensitive to the plight of their neighbors. Have you ever wondered why tyrants and dictators use the symbol of a tightened hand? A closed hand cannot and does not want to give. It wants everything for itself. But since it is closed, it also cannot receive. We may not admit it, but this is true for so many of us nowadays. In a society of closed hands, life is meaningless. Everything comes to a standstill. Nothing comes and nothing goes. This is what makes life ugly and miserable. The consequence is terrorism, wars, and various calamities stemming from our smug complacency, insensitivity, and self-sufficiency. We need to realize that we cannot remain unaffected by others. No one can be totally independent and self-sufficient. No man is an island. God created us as complementary and interdependent beings. We need each other. This is the greatest lesson we learned from the pandemic. It is only in reaching out to others and in being one with them in their times of need that we discover the beautiful meaning of life. It is then that we begin to live life to the full as God wants for all of us. It is time to open our hands and reach out to one another. Let the words of Jesus continuously ring in our minds and hearts. Go and do likewise. Saint Teresa of Avila says beautifully in one of her poems, "Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world."